What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You're joined with Jazz
and Vic.
And one thing, yeah, that I found out this week, I was like, you know the Bridgerton lady, Phoebe?
Yeah.
I was like, why does she look so familiar?
Oh, I think I know what you're going to say. But go on, say it. Go on.
Her mom?
Yeah.
I was in shock. I was like, no way.
Tell people where she's from.
The girl from, what's her called? From Bridgerton. Mm. Her mom is Sally from Coronation Street.
I didn't watch Coronation Street. So when everybody was excited online, I was just like, I'm happy for you lot. But I don't know what you're talking about. But I think that's cute.
Hold on.
Did you watch Coronation Street?
Well, my mom kind of, like, we used to be like an EastEnders family when I was growing up.
Yeah.
But then my mom started dilly-dallying. Like she started getting into Emmerdale as well. I was like,
I feel like everyone.
Then she
had
started
that
getting into Coronation Street. I'm like, what's going on here? Yeah. So yeah, like definitely. Hold on.
I feel like every family had that thing. Maybe it's just mine where we were like, we were definitely EastEnders watchers. Then we were like, actually, let's give Emmerdale and Coronation Street a bit of a go.
Yeah.
And I was following the plot lines.
Yeah.
Like, I remember one of the pub went down, all sorts. The one I used to fuck with on a heavy was Hollyoaks. Do you know how much I used to fuck with Hollyoaks?
I wasn't a Hollyoaks babe, really? Do you know?
I think it's a little bit corny for you. I can imagine you being like this a little bit pathetic.
I think that was my issue.
So, I have fucked with Hollyoaks so much that on E4, they will show tomorrow's episode. I would watch. So, this is my cycle. I'd watch today's episode at 6. Go on E4 and watch tomorrow's episode. Watch it again.
What? What the hell?
I was obsessed.
Wow.
I was obsessed.
They had you by the...
Yeah.
The neck.
And they used to kind of like sometimes show like behind the scenes. I was obsessed.
I'm finished. Behind the scenes.
Hollyoaks. I was obsessed. And then one day, I think... there was a fire in the pub or something, or the club. They didn't really have a pub. They had like, because it was a bit younger, shouldn't it? And I said, I'm not watching this anymore. And I stopped. I just said, I'll give up on this.
Wow. It really just took one thing. It took me a while to get out of EastEnders. Like, it was after Bradley died. That was the key for me. And then afterwards, I was like, you know what? I don't deserve this.
Yeah. Why is that for a lot of people, that like because of Bradley's death?
No, because it was one of the most unjust things in my life, I think.
Yeah. No, because I deeped it recently.
Like, he didn't need to die.
He didn't. Max killed him.
Yeah, I would actually say so. And that's why...
That Max killed him.
I think that's what didn't sit right with us as well. Like, there was no justice.
At all. So, if you guys don't know about EastEnders, let's break it down to you. There's a guy called Max Brannan, which...
he shuffles when he walks into a room.
He puts his hands on his hips.
Yeah.
And he's formed a fandom amongst Black women. I don't know why.
Yeah.
We...
Some of us are very thirsty, I would say. We're parched. And we think he's slyly a zaddy.
I get it and I don't get it. Sometimes he makes me very uncomfortable at times. Very uncomfortable. And sometimes I want to slap him.
Yeah.
But it might be the Bradley thing.
Yeah.
I might just be looking at him being like, you know, because I loved Bradley. I thought he was such a sweetheart.
So did I.
If you don't watch EastEnders, basically Max Brannan is like a middle-aged man who works in...
what did he even do?
Because he was such a slag and that was basically his main profession.
Yeah, what the hell?
No one really knows what Max's
what
job was.
What was Max's job?
To be fair, I don't
he was
really
always
know
wearing a suit as well.
Yeah. Max Brannan's job. To be fair, I don't really know a lot of people's jobs in EastEnders. Job. But I think he must have had a decent job because they had... I feel like they were the rich family.
Yeah.
I feel like they were the well-off family-ish. Yeah. So let's go to occupation.
I'm finished.
Okay, ex-car salesman.
Okay.
Why was he wearing a suit? Okay. to be fair, this was like 2006. Mm. So things, you know, work life is a bit different. Yeah, you know, now we wear, you know, kind of wear, you know, dressed down. Anyways, so Max, you know, he had a wife called Tanya. Mm. Before this, Max had a child called Bradley.
Yeah.
With his old partner. And I think Tanya was aware. Was Tanya aware of Bradley? I don't think she was.
Yeah, there was a bit of a story there, wasn't there? Behind the whole Bradley, Tanya,
whole thing.
Yeah, their relationship. Yeah. There was a bit of tickets. I don't know what it was, but.
But then Tanya was like, do you know what? Yeah, now.
Yeah, he's a good lad.
Good. That's a good son. Oh my
good
God.
Good big brother to the kids.
Oh, he was so lovely.
Yeah, he was.
Lovely to. So Tanya and Max have kids. They have Lauren and Abby. Mm-hmm. And this dog.
Didn't they have a baby one as well? I swear they had a younger child.
They have another one as well.
Maybe I'm thinking too much.
They don't have, maybe you know.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember. So they had that. So what happened, guys? I'm sure you lot know EastEnders Queen, our hun, our lover. Stacey!
Oh, yeah. Love Stacey.
Love Stacey, but Stacey, you were doing a bit of noughts with Max. Shouldn't have been doing that.
No.
But I can't blame you because Max was doing it all so say.
Yeah, he was tempting you. He was tempting you. I'll give you that.
So Max and Stacey were having an affair now. Hmm. Your son's wife. Wait, soon to your son's wife. Hmm. So guys, if you go on EastEnders right now on Christmas episode. I'm really trying to rush through this. And the way Max is, he's a daddy dog. He was unzipping her wedding dress, you know?
I know.
And she was like, Max, not now. He's like,
Imagine, wedding day.
He's like, doesn't matter. You just look beautiful, you know? Come stay with
hold
me.
Hold on. Can we just remember, why was the camcorder there in the first place?
Because Lauren was
the one that put the camera there, but she didn't suspect anything, did she? It was like an accident.
Yeah. Hmm. Or maybe she was trying to get moments for the wedding or something. Yeah, I don't know what she was doing. Yeah. Then she looked back and she said, and Lauren is so team mum. She was like, I ain't fucking with this.
Yeah.
I'm team mum all the way. I'm team Tanya.
But Lauren said, Christmas Day?
I'm launching.
No, yeah. She said, this ain't going to be a good Christmas. And I don't give a heck.
I'm launching this video.
Yeah.
I remember watching that in Dubai, actually. Because me and my brothers went on holiday, went on family holiday to Dubai. Well, it was one of those places, if you're Nigerian, you'd know this. When you go to Nigeria, sometimes it's cheaper to go through Dubai. Mm. So we went to Dubai for a few days. But we were so obsessed with EastEnders, we had to find like an illegal link to watch it. Anyways, found it, made it happen. Imagine everybody, the whole family, chilling on Christmas Day, thinking you're watching Frosty the Snowman. Lauren puts in the videotape for you lot to watch.
Mm.
And it's Max and Stacey.
Canoodling.
Yeah. And Max put his hands on his hips and tells his wife it's a joke tan.
Yeah. Just a peck.
Hey. So then, was this, did he die during this time?
He died like a few months after. So he forgave Stacey.
God, you remember he's sharp.
He didn't forgive the dad.
Mm.
But then, why was he on the roof?
I honestly think it's Max's fault.
Yeah, it all started from the affair. Mm. Let's be honest. It started from the affair.
Because that was a live episode.
Yeah.
Because I remember Max throwing up and he put his fingers in his mouth.
Oh,
we saw that bit. So then he went onto the roof and then the wind took him.
Mm. Yeah, that was the beginning of the end.
No, he was running. We have to find out what he was running from. Okay.
I feel like someone was on the roof and he was trying to save them.
Why was Bradley running in EastEnders? What was he running from? Why are you running?
Let's see. I'm watching the...
Oh my God. It wasn't Max's fault. Oh my God. I even forgot.
Ooh.
Max discovered Archie... Sorry, trigger warning, rape. Bradley discovered Archie raped Stacey and got her pregnant. So he confronted Archie by punching him twice in the face. So I think he was running away from the police.
Who, Archie?
No, Bradley. Wait, let me. Oh my God. No, he didn't deserve that.
Oh, my Bradley. Yeah, it was so unjust.
Because he didn't even kill Thingy, though. He didn't even kill Archie. Because who killed? Or Stacey killed Archie, innit?
I think it was. These are the stuff I don't remember.
Sorry guys, I know we really taking a segue with this podcast today.
But it was so long ago. How long ago was that? 2010, mm-hmm. 11 years ago.
No. Okay, here we go. Hey! Bradley killed Archie. Bradley then admits he killed Archie. I don't think he did. I think, but it was in fact Stacey that killed. Hey, Stacey. But fair dues, yeah, I fair. They remarry and plan to leave the square and go and run. However, Stacey's friend, Becca, calls the police to tell them where Bradley is.
Becca!
What kind of fucking snake is that? They flee the square, but spotted by DC Madison. Jesus Christ.
Oh, I remember DC Madison.
Attempting to lead the cops away, Bradley scales the square, the Vic, and accidentally fell.
So he was trying to...
Because he was trying to figure out...
he was trying to get Stacey to Stacey away.
He died from his injustice as Stacey admitted to Max that she killed Archie Mitchell. Bradley's funeral took place on the 5th of March 2010. That was the last day I watched EastEnders. My God! They don't do characters like Bradley.
No, they don't. They don't. I do have to shout out to the writers of these soaps though. Like, how do you have content for like every day of the week? Mm-hmm.
No, but that period of EastEnders, I don't know who done
it. It was elite.
You better got awards.
It was elite. I'm sorry, but that period of EastEnders was incredible TV.
Even what's her name? Zainab's family. The Masoods?
Yeah.
They were...
I know.
Because I loved them at first. I loved... I think his name was Masood.
I think it was.
And I loved... He was my favourite because he was so happy and he was such a family guy. I was like, you know, when I get married, I was like, I can imagine like my husband being really happy and kind of like family
like
kind
him.
Of... Yeah, he was so jolly. And I remember Zainab used to be so moody.
Yeah, she was.
And he would always kind of like make her laugh. And I was like, he's so sweet. And correct me if I'm wrong.
I loved... what was the son's name? Saeed was Peng, but not him.
You're thinking of because he's now a star.
Yes,
what's Hollywood his name? Star. What's his name?
How can I forget his name?
Oh my days!
I feel like it began with a T.
Tamwa?
I think you're right. Tamwa. Yes, Tamwa.
Oh, he was adorable.
Yeah, I loved.
He was adorable. No, he was adorable, and he was a good husband to. I can't remember who he married, but he married that girl because remember his parents wanted him to marry that girl, and she was just a money grabber. Do you know what annoyed me when that evil guy,
did you say
the evil Donnie that came to their family? It was the father of the girl of Tamwa's dad. Sorry, it was the father of Tamwa's wife.
I don't remember him, you know.
He was the father.
I remember that period, but I don't remember.
Because he was the one that set fire to the house.
Shit.
Oh, am I getting it wrong? Was it Zainab's man's?
Someone. I remember there was some sort of family member that was bad vibes.
I need to find this guy because he was awful.
I love you, baby. Kick it in the left now.
Jazz has had this song stuck in her head since.
I'm trying to love you like
sorry. His name's called Masood Ahmed. That was his character. So are they called the Ahmed family? No, the rest of them are called Masood. His first name was just Masood.
Oh, okay.
And the rest of the... And then... Okay. Anyways, I'm trying to find that Johnny that pissed me off. Oh, my God. Okay. So we have Saeed. Yusuf.
Let me see his face.
When I show you the face here, you scream because he gave me nightmares. I didn't sleep well.
Yes. Oh my gosh, because I'm watching Line of Duty at the moment. He has the same face.
Rest.
And I was like,
rest.
I was like, I know this guy from somewhere.
Rest.
Literally, I was watching it last night. I was like, I know this guy from somewhere.
You didn't know where from, though.
Yeah, I didn't. But I was like, it must have been. You know, like, you know, when it comes to these British things, you know that if you recognize a face, they're probably from EastEnders.
Yeah. So Yusuf is Afia. So Afia is Tamworth's partner.
Mm.
And Tamworth feels like he's not good enough for Afia in Yusuf's eyes because he's from a poor background. Oh, bless him. Okay, so what is... I want to get to the point where Yusuf makes himself very prominent in that family home. I feel like Yusuf and Zainab had a past. Right. Yusuf reminisced about the past leading to Zainab telling Masood that they must stop the wedding. No. They must have... I feel like Zainab and Masood were going out. Zainab and Yusuf were going out.
There was something more to the story. I feel like Yusuf revealed to Masood that him and Zainab had a past.
I'm dead.
I feel like that.
No, Yusuf was abusing Zainab.
What?
What kind of show was this?
Oh my God.
When I said this man was evil.
What?
But why? Were they going out?
That's what I mean. I think they had a past.
Do you know what? I feel Zainab, because Masood and Zainab broke up, I think. And then Masood went out with Jane.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. And I think Zainab was with Yusuf.
Oh, God.
And Yusuf has some sort of trauma with fire.
Okay.
And then that trauma ended up being on...
You're talking about my memory. Your Tamar. Memory is...
On Tamar, because remember Tamar had the burn.
Yeah.
Oh, this show, my God. Nah. This is really my family. These were my family members. But I never understood why Zainab went out with her son's girlfriend's dad.
Mm.
Anyways, boy, this show. I don't even know how we got onto EastEnders.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
How is Line of Duty? Everyone talks about it.
Line of Duty is sick.
Mm.
Like, one thing the Brits know how to do, police dramas. Mm. If there's one thing this country knows how to do well,
okay,
police dramas.
Mm.
So far I'm on season 6. There's 6 seasons, all 6 episodes each.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. I can watch that.
Yeah, you can do it.
Mm.
Basically there's like an anti-corruption police unit. So they investigate police officers who are doing wrong.
Mm.
But there's always like more to the story. Mm. And there is a big connection between organized crime gangs and the police. So I had kombucha this morning, so. Mm.
Do you like that? Or do you take it for health reasons?
I started taking it for health reasons. But now I'm starting to enjoy the taste.
Mm.
You just have to get the right brand.
Mm.
But I'm trying to get myself to a point where I can drink it without the flavouring. And that's what I'm nervous for.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Mm.
Landry. Yeah. So the anti-corruption unit investigate all of these officers and the fact that there's a connection between OCGs and... police officers, and there's someone at the top that they don't know who it is, but there's a senior police officer who is also involved in the crime gangs and is leaking information and setting people up to take the rap.
Jeez.
So that's the point where we're at now.
Mm.
And yeah, it's really, really good TV. And I like how they link all the seasons together. Like, even though it's a different story or case, it's like it's always linked to a previous season or person. So
I'm gonna give that a
go. No, it's honestly worth the watch.
Mm.
So yeah, my Line of Duty gang. Let me know all your thoughts. Because it's proper sick.
I like a TV show where it feels like everyone on the timeline is talking about.
Yeah.
So I might watch it.
Mm.
Catch up and see.
Yeah.
Already. Speaking of EastEnders, sorry. Tanya, I don't want you to get off scot-free, hun. Because you were dating Max's brother.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that was the only person I thought was quite zaddy-ish on the show. What's his name again?
Yeah. Jack. Yeah.
I was like,
He was a zaddy when I was younger, but then when I look at him now...
No, let's not. Then.
Okay.
No, because you know... maybe it's not good to look back. But I thought at this time, and I even presented him as a zaddy.
Yeah, they did.
They do something.
Do you know who was the real zaddy for me? You know, Sharon was dating her toy boy.
What, recently?
No, not recently.
Have you seen the recent one, though? Adam saw the Christmas episode. I said, rotted. Is that again?
He's rotted.
Let me even go and find him. But sorry, go on.
Oh, what was the toy boy's name back
Sharon,
in the day?
Sharon, be dating toy boys, you know? No, was that her actual brother? Her stepbrother?
Yes. What was her stepbrother's name?
That was fucking disgusting. And that made me uncomfortable when I was younger watching that. Dennis.
Dennis was zaddy. But he wasn't in EastEnders long enough.
He wasn't. Because they knew that storyline was bad. I'm sure they got bear complaints. I don't think they were blood relatives, but it was still disgusting. Like, he was an adopted brother.
Yeah, look.
Yeah, I see.
Zaddy.
Okay, Sharon, was he younger than her?
Yeah, he was.
Either way, that's not even the main issue of this whole thing. the main issue, that's your brother. Okay, Sharon was dating this Donny, because that's Keanu.
Keanu? Oh, I've seen people tweeting about him on EastEnders. Let me see.
When I saw my brother's watching EastEnders, I said, who is that? I said, since when?
Okay.
No, Sharon. That's not. That's not even showing it properly. I don't think that's showing it properly. What this Donny looks like. I said what? Okay, maybe this picture.
Okay. Yeah.
Actually, no. My crush on EastEnders. I'm telling a lie. My crush on EastEnders was Peter Bill. Do you know which Peter Bill it was though? Because you know there's. It's the one that actually posted us on his Insta stories. Well, he didn't post us, but Lovely B from Black Bosoms took over his
Ben Hardy. Yeah, he's...
I said...
Sis, B? You know when we got that notification that he posted us? you're even lucky that I just reposted with a thanks, love heart, because...
Jazz Word is sliding in those DMs. But yeah, I'm happy for him because he's now in Hollywood.
Yeah, he is.
That's so cute. I love when...
His name's Ben Hardy for anyone who wants to pre.
Yeah. No, when he was Peter Bill, because he was covered with the muscles and that, I said, Peter Bill ain't like this. I said, nah. Yeah, EastEnders, mad. But I love it when you see people from EastEnders just kind of like, just enter the Hollywood space.
Mm.
I just, it's like that woman from Game of Thrones. Is it Game of Thrones? I will say it wrong. It's the mixed race woman, the one with curly hair.
Oh, yeah.
I used to watch her on Hollywood, so she was one of my faves. Mm. Even there's another black guy as well who made it to Hollywood. I don't remember these people's names for the life of me.
Yeah.
But people don't even know that mixed race woman let me go and find it. People don't know her from Hollyoaks like I do. I call her Hollyoaks, babe. Where you lot are calling her, I think her name is called Emanuela.
No. What's her name?
You know her mom about
that? Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Massandritz?
That's it. I think that's her name,
Missandei.
Yeah.
Missandei. Stop.
Where did we get Emanuela from then? Sorry, lads. I need to find out where I got Emanuela from. Because I said that confidently. Her last name is Emmanuel.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Natalie, okay.
So I can't believe your Hollyoaks babe was in Game of Thrones and you didn't decide to watch it.
She's even from Essex. I support her hardcore, bro. When I see her flourishing...
Can you watch Game of Thrones,
no,
please?
No, bro, but I'm so happy for my sis.
Please.
Never. Mm-mm.
Well, I'll be damned.
Because how many times did I watched the first episode 3 times.
Just skip the first.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not watching it. But I need to find out where the black guy is from, though. Hollywood's Ricky. Is he on Game of Thrones as well?
MC?
Ricky. Oh, he's a very handsome man.
Yeah, he was. Do you know how many? Was he in Game of Thrones?
I wonder if they brought each other in.
Let me see his name. What was his real name?
His real name is not Ricky. Calvin Valentine.
Calvin.
No, he was actually Loki, my Hollywood crush as well, you know.
He wasn't in Game of Thrones, but I remember he was in he was in some other American show called Single Ladies.
Oh.
Single Ladies with Stacey Dash.
Okay. Why do I feel like he was in that show, the one that Gabrielle Union was? I need to finish that show as well, actually.
Yeah, Single Ladies with Stacey Dash.
What's that show that Gabrielle Union's on? I used to love it. Meeting Mary Jane?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I never finished it, being Mary Jane.
How can I say meeting? What the hell is wrong with my brain? Meeting Mary Jane.
It's not the worst mistake to make. Come on.
Yeah, true.
Allow yourself.
Wait. So Sasha, I'm going to cry. Oh, I'm actually going to cry. So Calvin was Natalie's, was it Natalie?
Yeah.
Sibling on Hollyoaks. Oh. And they both made it out and they're both on
Hollywood. Cry. From Hollyoaks to Hollywood. Jeez.
No, I actually might cry. Sorry, this is quite lame. No, why am I saying his name's called Calvin? Sorry, his name's not really called Calvin. That's his Hollyoaks name. His name's called Ricky in real life. So he is, let me find, yeah, you're right, Single Ladies. But there's something else that I know him for. Napoli Ever After. Did I watch that?
That sounds like something that I would hate.
I don't think it's a bit of you, mate. He was on an episode of NSI. Come on. But yeah, we love to see it. We love to see it. Alrighty. What else should we talk about?
What did I put in my notes? I think I just put in... I literally, in my notes, I just put Bridgerton's mum. Just because
Bridgerton's mum?
Yeah, just because it shocked me so much. I was like, oh my gosh, it makes so much sense. Mm. And what's funny is her name is Sally in real life.
Is it?
Yeah, and I've never heard anyone called Sally in my day-to-day
life. I know someone called Sally. She went to my school.
Is and Sally short for something?
Let me see. I feel like people who have the name Sally are just loveliest people.
Sally is a good vibes name.
Yeah, she's really sweet. And she's a nurse. So I just feel like it's just good vibes in general. I just wrote, is Sally short for something? What do you think it's short for? Like Salentina?
Yeah, I was thinking Salentine.
Salentine is coming. Oh, Salentine. Is Sally short for Susan? Susan's already a short name. So why are we short? Yeah.
And don't we call Susan Suze?
Suze.
Yeah, for sure.
Suze.
Yeah, or Sue.
Suze. I love when people add S to things. Like, people call me Vix.
Do they?
I love that. Though. Vix.
Can I call you Vix now?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
Vix. You're the only one that called me Vicky with a Y.
Do I? Mm-hmm. Do you know what? I've noticed that when I type in my iPhone, all different variations of Vic or Vicky come up. I think it's just whatever my brain is thinking at the time, I just type it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I do V-I-C-K-I as well.
Do you?
Yeah, or sometimes I do V-I-C, or sometimes I do V-I-C-K. It just, it's always changing.
No, sorry, I got it wrong. You are the only one that does V-I-C-K.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
You're the only one I know that does that.
Really?
I ain't got a problem with it, but like, you're the only one.
I don't know why, my brain just, like, that's my autocorrect for you on my phone.
Oh, it's autocorrect, so it's not even you?
No, like, I do it, like, but I'm about to type the K anyway. And then sometimes I'll delete the K, but it doesn't feel right.
It's fine, do what you want, girl, it's fine. It's fine, girl. I want to say a massive thank you to you guys last week for all the love. You were so sweet. I know we got a bit emotional. Yeah. So thank you so much for being such sweet souls and crying with us.
Yeah, honestly. It wasn't our intention to make y'all cry.
Yeah. No, it was just Jazz's intention. She started it all along. She was like, I'm gonna hear you where it hurts, Victoria. She was like, she was like, this girl ain't crying? Okay, bit. Let's go. Let me tap into those inner tear ducts real quick.
Oh, that really sounds villainous.
Have you seen that all these guys are talking about football crazy, football lad?
I've haven't heard that song in ages. Where's it from?
I don't know. But you know, I grew up in like the Cockney of East London. That's so true. That's my life.
I saw it. I actually had to get Kaya's dad to break it down for me. Because I was like, what is going on here? Basically, there was a coup. So the big brands, like, you see, the closest way to explain it is,
break it down with Boohoo. Use Boohoo and Pretty Little Thing.
Do you know
examples.
What I'm going to use? I'm going to use Spotify.
There we go.
Example.
Okay.
So let's imagine the biggest artists on Spotify, you know, Beyonce, Drake, Ariana Grande, et cetera, et cetera. So people might argue that if they weren't on Spotify, then a lot of people would migrate or wouldn't use Spotify as much. So Drake, it's kind of what Jay-Z tried to do with Tidal.
Okay.
But so Beyonce, Drake, Ariana, etc., they all come together and were like, let's just form our own streaming platform called Beyonce Land. And then they're all like, yeah, because if we form Beyonce Land, we won't have to divide whatever money that comes from streaming, and we won't have to give that to all
the
of
little guys.
Yeah, all of the little guys on Spotify. Mm-hmm. So let's just create Beyonce Land, and then we can divide it between the four of us, rather than dividing it between hundreds of us. And then they're
this
all
capitalist
like,
world, boy.
Yeah. So that's basically what they tried to do with football. They said, let's form our Super League, European Super League.
Are you even that good to be doing No, but you did Super League, yeah?
Yeah. So basically,
are you not the best players?
Yeah, so Chelsea
I don't
and
even care about football too.
All of them, man. Man United or
are they the
was.
Best? Or do they think they're the best?
They kind of are they're the best in like England. Like they're the top six.
Okay.
Like if you think of the top six, you think of like a certain amount of football teams. Like you're not gonna think of Watford, for example.
What if
sorry to trigger anyone that supports
Watford. Yeah, sorry Watford. If you support
sorry.
Watford.
Sorry.
But what if
this is not personal here, it's just business.
Have you said it's just business? Why did you do that? It's just business.
Yeah,
come
I'm
on, it's business. No, but my thing is, yeah, with Watford in that year, what if one day Watford were like, do you know what? Yeah, we're sick of coming 20th. We're coming for the big dogs.
Yeah. But that's what happened with, remember when Leicester won?
You're asking me who? I know that's Leicester. What is that?
No, but literally, Leicester was like low in the tables. And then one year they won the Champions League or Premier League. What? I don't know.
How many numbers is on this table? How many numbers is on this damn table?
There's a lot of numbers, but there's a top six.
Okay.
There's like certain football clubs that always come in the top six. You're talking about like Tottenham.
All the pressure.
Yeah, Arsenal, whatever. So I think four out of the top six decided, yeah, let's do this Super League.
Four?
Yeah, so
they'll just be playing each other every two weeks, just each other. Isn't that a bit boring?
Well,
that's greed and corruption. Four teams.
Well, they wanted there to be six of them. I don't think it.
Did Man U do that?
Sorry, it's hard to explain.
Did Man U do it?
But top six, four of the top six in the UK signed up, but also Real Madrid and some other European ones also wanted to join. So I think currently in the, is it Champions League?
God, Jack, you know bare things, boy.
I told you, Kaya's dad explained it. So in the Champions League, I think that's where all the top European football teams play. And the top six or whatever from there, they earn 100 mil. So the winners earn 100 mil. In this new European Super League, they were saying that they would win 400 mil each. So even if even if they don't win, they would get 400 mil just for participating.
But the thing is, we all know that football is, you get bank.
Yeah.
You know this. That's why people like basically prep their kids from birth to be kicking that ball.
Yeah.
But how much money do you need?
Yeah. And that's what the issue was, because it would have influenced all the other leagues. Because, for example, if Man U are playing in the Champions League for 100 mil and they know that in the European Super League they're going to earn 400 mil anyway, why would they put in effort to win the Champions League? Do you get what I mean? Like it would have impacted all the other leagues.
So, are they still
and
doing
also
it?
Sky, so like broadcast, no, I think basically everyone pulled out because of all the pressure. Sky were also like, hold on a minute here. I paid for you lot to be playing football in the Champions League because it came to a point where all the football bosses were like, if you man want to start this European Super League, you're not going to be allowed to play any other game. You're not coming in the Premier League. You're not coming in the Champions League. You're done.
So you just play your game against your
four. Yeah, you just play the Super League. Forget everything else. So then Sky were like, hold on a minute here. I'm paying you for Man United to be in the Premier League or Champions League. So what's going on? What's going to happen with us? Are we going to get our money back? So then that's why it's like it caused a ruckus, basically. I literally thought, is the world ending or what? The way they were going on.
I'm not going to lie, I muted muted that word fast. It was just all of my, I saw Supreme League and went on Twitter fast. I never muted the word so quickly in my life.
Yeah, no.
Because I was like, it took over my whole timeline. I was like, I don't even want to know.
Mad thing. I mean, it's interesting to see like how the business side of football works and how, you know, like capitalism, like once it gets into its, I don't know what to call it.
It's bag. It's real bag.
Once it gets into its bag, it doesn't want you to go anywhere. There's no evolution. There's no sort of thinking outside the box. Like literally they were saying, if you don't want to work with us, we're going to cut off your whole career.
And end this man's whole career. Yeah. Right here. Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's basically what happened. I know I got a hell of things wrong, but that is basically the synopsis of what happened this week in football land.
That's too mad. So, sometimes I feel like, what if podcasting was like the football game? So, like, some football players, like Ronaldo, I'm on Google right now, he earned, and the quotation mark says, only 900,000 pounds a week. Imagine if you got that from doing a podcast.
You lot would get sick of my voice. You'd be sick.
But how are they getting that much weekly? Messi's getting 500,000 a week.
That's the one thing I don't get about football. I'm like, I understand there's money in football, but how this is there money, this much money for all of you?
Can they make this for podcasting? There's even less of us, please.
I know. Not even that. Like, just even just a crumb. Goodness, thank you. A crumb. Week. Do you know the nasty things we would do even for 9K a week?
I know, I can't lie to y'all. I can't even lie. £9,000 a week. Even £1,000 a week.
For real.
Oh my God.
Imagine 4K a month for podcasting.
People are getting that.
Please.
What I gotta do now? Step my pussy up.
Don't want them doing that. Been gone for too long. For 11 days, empty now.
I'm still burning till your return. When you feel like it's a thing, somebody don't want you. But you know, gotta let it go. And I'm gonna hit you all too. Even if it's my mood too. Gallenberg. Yeah, who do you think is the most attractive footballer? Because footballers, I don't really feel like
they don't give me zaddy vibes.
Is it they don't portray themselves that way?
I honestly think, like, no banter, I think the most attractive footballer was David Beckham.
Oh, I love him. He's so cute. I know he's not.
Like, to the point where I can't even imagine him on the football field.
Yeah, not gonna. I don't even know. I've never seen him play ball before. I don't know. I just find him so adorable. Like, with his kids, like, he's so adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very handsome.
Yeah. Oh, what's that one with?
I used to fancy, what's the Baba Boom man?
Thierry Henry.
I used to fancy him when I was young.
He's handsome.
Yeah.
What's that one year? There's one footballer that the girls always do that tweet about. Is it Hector? I don't know.
He's adorbs.
But there's a footballer where the girls basically mock the guys and say,
oh, wait, is that guy that was basically people like, this is the new guy, people are going to first over instead of Anthony Joshua.
Yeah.
What is that guy? I think he's Nigerian, you know? What am I supposed to write about this?
Yeah, I don't know what his name is.
Hot footballer?
And I feel like he has a double-barreled surname.
Yeah. How can I write hot footballer?
Even if you write mixed race footballer, there's going to be about 100.
Is he mixed race?
I think he is.
He's about Nigerian too.
Is he in Man United?
How will I know? Because I used to know some names when I was younger. But because you know they're always doing transfer, transfer action. Do you not stay loyal? These hoes ain't loyal. Stay with somebody, you know? Stay with somebody.
What the hell is his name? It's actually going to annoy me.
But we're not leaving this compound until we find his name. Oh my God.
How do you say compound?
Oh my God. Let's try and find some words to remember this guy's name. Nah, just
think. Was he in England?
Maybe we have to get Brent. England player.
The thing that's going to piss me off about Brent, yeah, is that we're going to ask him this question. He's going to say, do I look like someone that watches football? I'm a robot.
And
you know, on his screen right now, I can see Arsenal.
I'm dead. That drag. Okay, so this is does this guy look like he plays for Arsenal? The guy that we're looking for. Does he look like a Man U?
He looked like a Man U, but I've just looked at the Man U football squad and he wasn't there.
What is this Donny's name?
I know, it's actually going to annoy me.
Oh, hot.
Come on. We actually can't leave until we find out.
And I know both of us are typing some mad things into Google right now.
We are. Is his name Alex?
He doesn't look like an Alex.
It doesn't. I genuinely feel like he was in the England squad. And I bet randomly we're just gonna find him on the TL one day.
The girls must be following this Donny. What's his name? Hector. What's the Hector?
Who is Hector? I don't know who Hector is.
Let me show you him. And the lads keep judging him because he's a little bit, you know, he likes to dress it up. He likes to do a little, you know, swagoo. Look.
Oh, he is handsome.
He's cute, isn't he? Yeah. He likes to do a little bit of swaggoo.
Okay.
And they
Oh, is he the one that has the cells?
I think that's the one that has the cells. Okay. I wonder if football players follow each other on Insta. Look at how deep I'm going into fucking finding this guy. This is disgusting.
But how is he not coming up? That's what's pissing me off.
Maybe he's not known.
The black girls know him. Black girls be knowing
him. I might have to tweet real quick, you know. You found him?
Hold on. No. I got gassed.
Oh God.
I got gassed.
Okay, my friend might be. Okay, let me message my friend because I know she used to kind of find him attractive too. And she might be able to send me his name.
It's gotten that deep. I've just searched mixed race footballers.
I'm dead.
I'm sorry.
I'm dead.
Until I was till you return.
Sorry guys, we'll move on because we can't just keep looking for the rest of this pod.
Yeah.
I know, but we're still looking. Which makes me sick.
It's like I feel like I have to now. It's a must.
Okay. Hey hon, me and Jazz are recording a podcast right now. Do you remember time ago there was this
football
player? Don't worry, sis. Jazz has found him. I'll explain later.
Ruben Loftus-Cheek.
That's it.
What football squad is he on? That
Ruben.
That man. Ruben.
Jazz,
let me see what football team he's on, because he wasn't getting respect on Google.
At all. Why would Chelsea? You see?
They said Fulham.
You see now? What's Fulham?
They said he plays for Fulham.
I've always played for Chelsea.
But this is Wikipedia. It can't be relied on. On loan from Chelsea.
He's quite tall for football players. He's 6'3".
Yeah, that is very tall. Yeah, Ruben.
He's Guyanese. Why do I think it was Nigerian? It's Victoria. You can't be claiming everybody. He's not Nigerian. It's all right.
Ruben Loftus Cheek, guys. I think he's the most handsome.
Defo. Yeah. 100. You win the prize, sir. What's your Instagram saying?
I always get scared to look at people's Instagram because.
But they can't sell themselves properly.
Yeah.
Especially men. Is it your Insta?
Yeah, his Instagram's all right. He's not to sell himself. Yeah,
properly.
He's not giving first trap. I don't know. And I wanted first trap.
Instead of you to hire me as your manager, you're not giving what you're supposed to be giving. You know what I mean? Like,
also remember this guy. I'm not gonna say his profile because it would be mean. But there's this guy on TikTok, and I saw him, and I thought, wow, you are hot. I think I sent it to you, and then I watched another video of his, and I was like.
Who's it?
Hold on, I'm going to show you. It's from.
Oh, that guy's peng. Oh, yeah, I remember you said it put you off when he was dancing. I don't mind it. Because that's what I know him for. So I don't know why you doubt.
I need you to tell the truth. Shame the devil.
I still find him attractive.
There's nothing off putting about this.
I don't mind. I don't mind if my man's on social media. Do you know what I mind? Do you know what I mind?
Yeah.
Having a man who's doing thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you doing thoughts? And it's always about women's yeah. problems.
Don't do a thoughts.
You're always the one doing. Oh, if we break up, who keeps the house? Thoughts. Why are you?
Live your own life. Make your own decisions. What are you going to do if you break up? Who's keeping the house? Ask yourself the question, then answer. Come on.
So dancing puts you off?
It's not. I don't think dancing puts
dancing
me off.
Dancing online?
It was that dancing. I can't explain it.
You're like an ad. So get your coins.
Alrighty.
So Joycelyn, I think I
know. Oh.
From
Love and Hip Hop.
Love and Hip Hop. The one I saw was, Stevie, don't send me back to the strip club. I don't even know if that is even. When I said that, I don't know if that's crazy. Like, what she was saying, don't send me back to the strip club. What kind of relationship was that? That's why I always say this is ghetto love.
The thing is, when I really think about it, Love and Hip Hop was hot ass.
Fucking hell.
Mess.
Awful, bro.
Yeah, it was absolutely awful.
Yeah. Anyway, she's got a new TV show. I'm happy for her. I'm happy she's flourishing. However, there was a comment that was made. The double homicide comment. I don't think I find it funny. And I don't know if I like it as a meme.
Yeah.
No. I don't know if I'm being a sensitive soul.
No, you know what? It's like, I think. Sometimes in this modern world, I think there's people that are pro-life and there's people that are pro-choice. But I feel like people that are pro-choice often it's insensitivity over terminations.
Well, like it's not a big deal.
Yeah, like it's not a big deal. And to some, don't get me wrong, it might not be a big deal, but laughing at someone saying double homicide.
I don't know if that's
fair. And also it's like this is totally my personal opinion here, but this woman said that she knew the sexes of the babies.
Aww.
So we're talking about at least 5 months along.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's to me, I'm like,
I don't find that funny. I don't think I do. I saw everyone make, I don't know. I thought.
Yeah, it's like a very uncomfortable one. Like me, when I saw it, my jaw dropped.
It was one of those things where it's like, why is that the promo clip?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the following promo clip is leading from that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just feel like sometimes it's like even on TikTok, I've seen like a couple videos and it's like people are talking about, you know, terminations and stuff very loosely and like it's nothing. And I'm just like,
yeah,
I don't know. Maybe it is. It's not for me. So it's like, maybe I can't judge others to my standard. Yeah. But yeah, I just feel like for some people anyway, like getting a termination is not an easy decision. Mm. And they actually find it quite traumatic. Some people suffer PTSD afterwards. So yeah, I just feel like I wish people would be more mindful of that.
Yeah, 100%. I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you. I want to show you a funny TikTok. Why is this kid in the drawer?
Kids, but...
So yeah, okay, now read the caption.
Children are annoying. The video makes me laugh. I mean, the song.
The caption is, show your boobs to your breastfed baby. This baby looks about 5 years old, dude. Yeah. Listen to the song. This, and there's a kid just jumping in the drawer. And I just broke. He's in the drawer. And his mum just replied, he really is. Kids or not us?
Oh, gosh. I saw another video like that. And the child, it's like, the child was in a trance. It's like, he opened his arms wide. He was going like this with his hands. Mm. He walked up to the mum slowly. He started opening his mouth. I was like, oh, my God.
With the titties video?
Yes.
They're not us, bruv.
Oh, it's so funny. I've been loving like the cats on TikTok as well, the dogs on TikTok. Some of these pets are hilarious.
Have you seen this one? Sorry.
Oh, yes. But that was just cruel. Yeah, there's a video of a mum and her baby sleeping. And she said, when that morning breath hits and she blows her morning breath into the baby's face.
That baby looked like he was going to die. He was like, nah. Yeah. Hell no.
Oh, the child actually gagged.
Oh, our TikTok's doing well.
Which one?
I did one on interior designs being trendy.
Oh, amazing.
It's got nearly 3,000 views. Let me see the comments. Unfortunately, trendy interior design is like trendy fashion. You buy it, you use it, take pictures, then you throw it away. I hate it with a passion. Interesting thought. So what I tried to do with our TikToks, I tried to put like really interesting pictures.
Yeah.
So with this one, I don't know if you've seen it, but I used a picture of Kanye and Kim's sink.
Yeah.
And someone said, that sink feels like it's going to spill the fuck over. They must be American.
It does though. It really did look like that.
Make sure you follow us on TikTok. It's Black Girls Living. We're nearly at 6,000 followers there. So give us a like and a follow. And soon we'll be doing the Carver. Jumping in my bucket like that. Hey.
And what's the Natasha Bedingfield on? Standing at the red gym. I don't know any of the lyrics, sorry.
So close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions. Feel the rain in your skin. No one else can feel it for you. Only you can let it in.
No one else
can feel the rain in your skin. I feel like I've heard a grungy version of that.
Yeah, I feel like you're doing a really good grunge version.
Feel the rain in your skin. No one else can do. So we did a TikTok. Basically, the TikToks, if you don't follow us on TikToks right now, it's just snippets of the pod because me and Jazz, we can't be asked to be doing the Carver right now. We're tired.
We need time to learn the choreography. Yes.
So we just do snippets of the pod. I did one about our conversation on Coach. Tell me why somebody from Coach said, someone from Coach, and this is where Jazz said that the Coach bag was bloated. Someone from Coach messaged us saying, let me see if I can find it. Oh, why can't I find it? I think I sent you a screenshot, Jazz.
Yeah, you did.
Go back. Jumping and whatever. They said, like
they basically said, oh, this is so funny. I work for Coach.
Huh? And then they said,
yeah.
Gorgeous.
They said, oh, I sent it to my colleagues.
Why? Why we got your bank bloated?
Jesus Christ.
And we said it's not overdraft worthy. I was screaming.
At least we're being ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
I still think it's cute. But it's ain't overdraft cute.
Yeah.
Say it.
Yeah. It ain't overdraft cute.
I think that now. Even when I'm on ego. Ego, can you imagine?
No, but I think that's a very good mindset to have. You have to think, like, is this worth me getting into any sort of financial trouble? It's not.
It's not. Do you know what? I think I've slowly freed myself from trend pieces. Slowly. Because that Attica shoe that I was going to buy the dupe of. By the way, I didn't know it was a dupe before I saw the shoe. So before anybody talks, I just saw it and I thought it was cute. And the girls were telling me, sis, this is a dupe and this is nasty.
Nasty?
It was nasty.
Cute to me.
No. They said the fact that it's a dupe is nasty.
Oh.
Don't buy no dupes. I said, I can't. I said, sorry, my sister, because I don't have 500 pounds.
Yeah, we can't afford the original. Sorry.
But I think I've said to myself, do you know what, Vic? There's clothes at home.
Yeah,
and it might not be the clothes you want to wear right now, but you got to do a little sacrifice, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a word.
And also, before lockdown, I actually bought 6 pairs of heels.
Did you?
Three of them were the same.
I see how you're not sharing.
We don't wear the same shoe size, so yeah, we do. No, we're doing. Yeah, not we do. In heels. I wear 7 in heels.
And I've got flat feet. I can make a 7 work.
Mind your business. To be fair, maybe you might like them. So, but they were all on sale. So I got 3 that were basically the same kind of heel. It has like, because basically I bought one and I was like, oh, these are really comfy. I'm going to buy them. Because my problem is I can't really find comfortable heels. Is that period?
That's my
heel?
Problem as well.
So yeah, so it's a dupe of the sorry. It's a dupe. I'm sorry.
This is also the other dance I want us to do on thing, and I can imagine how we'll do it as well.
Dill.
Can't believe she did it on public.
On public transport, that's fucking disgusting. Do you save TikToks in the hope that we do them? Because that's what I do.
I like them, and I'm like, oh,
yeah, I do that.
Yeah,
I got bears for us to do. You know,
I'm actually looking forward to it. It's gonna be fun.
We need to have a TikTok day where we just get bear content out. And we need to take pictures as well. We need to take pictures.
Yeah, we're long overdue.
Yeah, let me see that. Alrighty. What else is there to talk about on the podcast today?
Speaking of living within your means, just to let our listeners know, I am going to be starting a new job soon.
Amen.
We praise God. And it's going to be like a pay cut.
Oh.
Yeah, in the first year at least, it's going to be a pay cut. And obviously now I'm like living my very good life and this, that and the other. And the only real thing that I can get rid of or cut down on
No, don't say it. Don't say her.
I was just saying.
No, not the baby. Not the big girl.
It's the baby.
Oh God, not the baby.
I'm going to have to get rid of my car, y'all.
Oh, no. How long, though? Like, can you work right out for a year, then?
This is what I was thinking. Like, I've been trying to do the maths and work out whether I can, like, struggle for the year and then, you know, keep the car. But I'm just like, does that even make sense? Mm. Like, can I even survive struggling for a year when I'm already struggling?
Don't piss me off. Listen, if you have to get rid of the car, it's absolutely fine. Because God willing, you're going to get that car back. In fact, you're going to get the latest model back.
Amen.
So it's no worries.
Amen.
Ain't no problem, baby.
Yeah, so I'm the thing is, I can't get rid of it completely. So I have to downsize and get a cheaper car. Mm. So it's like the way car finance works, you have to, like, you always have to have that debt.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just get rid of it and have no repercussions. Mm. So it's like the only way I would be able to do it is to literally refinance and get a smaller, cheaper car, which I don't mind doing. Like, I'm not the kind of person where I can, where it's like, I feel like, oh, people are going to judge
me. Yeah, I love that because...
Yeah,
like... that's how people get into debt. No, yeah, like people,
for real.
Because of... And it's like... But we're not all Beyonce, you know? We're all at 9 to 5, so... Something's got to give.
Yeah, something has got to give. Mm. So it's like, I love my car. I love looking at my baby, especially when she's washed and stuff. I'm like, But at the same time, it's like, I just need to think about what makes sense. You know what? I might not have a choice in the matter. I still have to have some conversations with my finance company and whatever, but it might not be possible.
What else could you cut instead?
This is the thing, because... Of course I can get rid of the luxuries like Spotify.
Yeah.
Sorry, Spotify. Sorry, you're not paying us yet.
No, but you can still have Spotify.
No, but these are like the... like
If you want, we can maybe do a family plan.
Oh, that's cute. Thank you.
If you want.
Yeah.
Because I... Yeah, if you want. Just shout me out, you know?
Yeah, so like there's the little things like... I was going to say Amazon Prime and think, but I'm like,
look at you.
I'm using your account.
You're actually bad, you know. I can't have even listed that. You're mad. You're actually mad. If you saw her, she was doing her finger. She went, Spotify, Amazon Prime. This is daddy.
I forgot I don't pay for it.
I can't believe you. You even did your hand. He said, yeah. Spotify, Amazon Prime.
I'm actually in tears. Yeah, because I was thinking Disney Plus as well. Money's better.
Wow. This is actually very ghetto. Because anybody... nobody told you to come and expose yourself. You did. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
Else do you have? Do you have anything that's like quite hefty? Like a hefty monthly thing?
No, like nothing.
Or is it all adds up?
Yeah, it's like it all adds up. So so it's like those sort of things, like the luxuries, I can cut down on like Sky and stuff like that. But
how much is Sky?
I pay £50 a month.
Hey, God.
I know. But it comes, like I pretty much get everything that I kind of need. Yeah. So like I have kids, I have...
Does it come with internet?
No. Because Sky's internet is a piece of poop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a piece of shit. Sorry, but it is shit. Like I can't... I think I told you, but when I had Sky, I couldn't even watch Snapchat.
But was that in your area though?
Yeah, I think it's... I think it's an area problem. Obviously, other people that live elsewhere, you probably have better experiences with Sky, but it does not work for my area at all. Yeah, so like that would probably save me about £80 a month, which is not gonna... that I'm looking at a £300 to £400 pay cut each month.
You know what you need to do? Go and get your shoe on. We need to go and do Instagram baddie.
I know.
We have to go and show our titties.
Listen, guys, if you can, please follow me, jazz_w. Engage. Even if I post my foot in my shoe, please.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but that's literally what my sister said. My sister said, you just need to get on the gram. But yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a scary time.
You got actually. This though. You got this though.
Yeah. In Jesus' name, I got this.
You got this. You got this. You'll be fine. And I know you'll make it back. You'll make it back tenfold. So you got this. It's fine.
Amen. Thanks, Vic. Yeah. But yeah, that's the little update I wanted to give. Sorry, I think you was going to talk about something before that.
I can't remember. It probably wasn't anything substantial.
So should we wrap up?
Yeah, let's get into Black Excellence.
Or shall we wait before we reveal?
As you should, huh?
Shall we wait before we reveal?
Reveal. Oh yeah, we can actually
say it.
Whoa, yeah. Yeah, we can say it. Actually, wait. Should we wait until there's tickets so then you can... I think we should wait until there's tickets so then you can actually go and get the tickets. Or do you just want to say it? Oh, let's just say it. Wow.
I'm excited.
Drum
very
roll.
Exciting.
Go on.
Sorry, I'm making the noises Vic doesn't like.
Oh, I think. Oh. Don't worry, I'm going to edit it out anyway. So if you like, continue to do your rubbish. So, and some people even like it. People love that shit, you know? Maybe that's what you could do as a side hustle.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, I admit it. I like hearing people eat noodles.
But why?
The thing is, I don't want to make the noise because it's going to put you off. But I like hearing the sucking and the chewing.
Every day I learn something new with my friend, you know.
Oh, Vic's face of judgment.
Noodles, you know. So you're just watching someone eating indomie and you're...
Yeah, there was some YouTube turning you on
somehow.
No, it doesn't turn me on, but I like it. I enjoy it. I don't know why. But there was this YouTuber I used to follow. I wish I could remember her name, but she literally used to eat like all different kinds of foods. And I just used to love hearing her eat it. Mm. Like she would eat octopus and certain types of fish. She used to fry it. Like she used to make it in front of you. Yeah, no.
Now, wow.
Oh gosh.
But yeah, the announcement is, you want to take it away?
We are going to be doing our first live show, guys.
That's right.
You know, that's right.
You know,
Big Bad. That's not even the same song. Sorry.
Yeah, I know, that's right. Big Bad. Oh, it is. It's at the Bentley Band Table. A backer, backer, boo. Up, da da. Dead it's lean. Okay. Tickets are not out yet.
They will be out soon.
Very soon. But before we give you a heads up, so prepare your money.
Yeah.
So prepare your money. So next week we'll be able to give you access to where the
tickets are available.
Can we say the venue?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. Yeah.
We will be doing the event in Cargo in Shoreditch.
Yes, sir.
We are excited as fuck. As you can imagine, we've been wanting to do this for over a year now. Literally since lockdown.
Can we say this late?
We can say everything.
Put in your diary right now. It's October the 17th,
which is a Sunday.
So put it in your diary right now. Get your money prepared. And we've checked the menu there. The food and the drinks, I've been there before. It's lit.
Yeah.
And there's going to be space for you to really enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We're really, really excited for it. So we hope you guys are too.
We hope you can make it as well. That's why we're giving you as much notice as possible. Not trying to do no shum. Plan.
Yeah.
Add it to your diary.
Because we know that you lot are like us. Like, we want a heads up, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, well, we hope you guys are excited for it. We can't believe we're doing this.
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly, a little bit scary.
Yeah, it is scary. Mm. But yeah, we're so looking forward to it. So excited about it. So yeah, we're looking forward to meeting all of you guys in person as well.
We can gist, we can laugh, we can hug. So it'll be in October and hopefully everyone's vaccinated.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a COVID-free environment.
Amen, amen. So more details about the tickets will be out
soon.
So.
Alrighty. My Black Excellence this week is
Big Bands busting out the Bentley Band too.
Okay, so my Black Excellence this week is a woman called Rihanna Fetinikin, and she has an organization called Black Girls Hike.
Mm.
I'm sure everyone's heard of it before, but it's just an amazing group where literally it says what people are doing or doing, black women hiking. I just think it's just really cool. Like, just really, really cool. But yeah, I read an article about it on The Voice newspaper. And yeah, it didn't even come to question to me that the outdoor space has like a lack of inclusivity, representation.
Yeah, absolutely.
All sorts of stuff like that. But yeah, it's been going since like 2019. And they hike all over the place. So, you know, it's in like Manchester. And I like that sometimes, you know, a lot of the things are quite London-centric.
Mm.
So it's great to hear that, you know, they've got some stuff going on in the Midlands. So yeah, that was it. And yeah. I just remember just reading it and they were saying how like great it is for their mental health and stuff like that. And I was like, but I can't walk that far.
Yeah. No, I actually think I'd love to
I'd love to do it, yeah.
Yeah, I'd love
I really
to do
want
it.
To.
Should we do it?
Yeah, let's do it. But I'm scared. The thing about me and walking, when I walk, I take a lot of breaks because no one can see that I'm struggling. So like, even sometimes I do 5K steps and I sometimes have to like rest my legs a bit. So when I'm with other people, I don't want people to think, look at this.
Yeah.
I don't know what they would be thinking, but I don't want people to be like, look at this struggling. Yeah.
But
that's what I'm scared of.
I think it's more about the environment, vibes, getting fresh air, getting the exercise. I really think it's important to get in touch with nature. Like we live in such a built up city that sometimes we forget how beautiful the outside really is. Sorry, I'm getting all deep there.
Oh, Teppy. Sorry, that was rude. That was mean. I'm sorry.
No, it's not mean, but I've actually accepted that.
You know,
I actually think I am. Like, I am. I'm undercover and sometimes it slips out. But
please
I
don't
am.
Do that. So, don't say that because imagine one time, I think maybe this was on an episode, Jazz and Brent were talking about lizards and how they're amongst us.
I don't think we recorded that bit of the conversation, but before we recorded, we were talking about lizards.
I was just looking at them.
Like, aliens. What? Yeah, Vic was literally like,
I was really upset. I was really upset. Because then it started making me think, when I was going home, I was thinking, is this a Men in Black situation? Here comes the Men in Black.
Sorry. My Black Excellence this week is actually a familiar face to many of us. She is one half of Tutu's podcast. It's actually going to be Ro. If there's one thing about Ro, she's going to show you skin.
Yes. Even the two of them, to be honest.
Yeah. To be fair,
why are all these brands leaving on a job? Why have they not had a collaboration anyways?
The thing is, what I need to understand is how are you living in London and having skin as good as that? No, but honestly,
you're not allowing the pollution to.
Yeah, how is the pollution not affecting your skin? How are the stresses of commuting not affecting your skin? How do you look like that?
Question?
Yeah, tell me. She's actually starting a new skincare page.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, so it's going to be dedicated to skincare and it's called Radiate with Ro.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, so that, check that, it out, guys. To get
you're radiating
tea.
In Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
To continue to radiate. Let that sun. Don't forget to put your SPF on.
Don't forget the SPF.
Don't mind them. You don't need to go and get yourself the most expensive one. It's okay. Please. Just go to Boots and get the Boots names, please. Because these girls are telling you to go and buy something that's...
Oh, there's actually a TikTok account that you guys should follow if you're looking for stuff like that. Because they gave me the tea as well about the La Roche-Posay. They have an SPF for like... £17 or £18, but there's a dupe. There's a Garnier dupe, and it's £7. So,
do you know what's
and
so
it's
funny?
Exactly the same.
Do you know what's funny? I have the Garnier dupe before I knew it was a dupe, so I just bought it because I need sunscreen, innit?
Good.
So then I started to feel a bit guilty. I was like, maybe I should be like, I'm doing this wrong. I should have La Roche-Posay.
It's not all the time, you know.
I kept losing this little La Roche-Posay. 17, mm-hmm. 17 pounds. Do you know how tiny it is?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now it's like literally my handbag sunscreen. Anyways, before when I was using the Garnier one, I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm doing my steps right because the girls are saying, the skincare girls are saying, don't listen to, don't mind them. Because what I was doing before was right. And now look, it's a dupe.
Yeah.
See how all these dupes are falling on my lap?
They have the exact same ingredients. So.
See?
Don't sleep on it. Yeah. The TikTok, oh my gosh, what is it called? Sorry, I'll find it because it's annoying when we say stuff and we don't find
also,
it.
Also, if you have, because the SPF that I use has a spray.
Oh, I found it straight away.
Okay, amazing.
Sorry, it's called Dupe Shop.
Oh, I love that account.
Yes, yes.
But they shouldn't have done that one for Fenty. That one
I know,
was a bit
that one I was offended, but I also thought, thanks.
Oh.
Sorry.
I did buy the Makeup Revolution. But I still bought the Fenty one, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because I'll support Rihanna wherever I can.
Mm.
I love her. Mm. Have you been shopping recently? Like, just had a browse?
No. I was actually in Lakeside the other day and I saw the Harrods Beauty shop.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, I'm not stepping foot.
Wow.
I am not stepping foot in that place because I cannot be tempted.
Really?
I cannot. Because you'll go in there thinking, oh, I'll just have a look. Just buy one item. Mm. Then you'll think, oh, they have this. Oh, they have that.
I think I've got really good willpower, you know.
I don't. Even if I tell myself this isn't going anywhere, I still think, but I must have it now.
Wow.
Yep.
I don't know when I cut off that tie, but.
Yeah. And that's what I need. Really I need strong. To build up my resilience.
Yeah.
So that's what I just don't look now. Like I don't look on ASOS. I just don't look because if I see something, I'm going to buy it straight away. Yeah. And I just can't live like that. Fair. Yeah. But Harrods Beauty is supposedly like our Sephora. Yeah. So. Check it out. If you're looking for brands that are not typically available, then it's Harrods Beauty that you gotta go to.
Sorry to burp.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Yep. Thank you for listening to another episode of Black Girls Living. Catch us at Black Girls Living on Twitter and Instagram. My account is jazz_bw on Twitter and Instagram.
I'm on Vic Sunusi on Instagram, Victoria Sunusi on Twitter. You can follow us on TikTok and YouTube as well, Black Girls Living. You can give us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app and the Acast app too. Thank you so much for the reviews. We've seen them come in and they're so lovely. Thank you so much. We're really trying to get it back up to 5 because some hating assholes. Actually, let me not even cuss people. But yeah, thank you so much, guys. We really appreciate you and hope to see you at our live show soon.
Yes. Have a good week, guys.
Bye. Stay blessed. Bye.